Let's talk fantasy sports, real sports, esports, and some betting. Now, here's your host Dave, and some mix of Connor, CJ, Zub, Brian, and Nick. It's the one-stop shop for your gaming and fantasy needs. This is Sports Euphoria.
Podcast coming to you a day later, but this is the Week 13 review with maybe a couple possible top waiver ads, and then if we can get to it, a Thursday Night Football preview. If we can, if you hear me interacting with anybody from chat, it's Twitch and Facebook that I'll be interacting with people live. This is a live audio recording. And then we're going to go over, you guys know the deal, how we did on the week, any good calls that I had, any bad calls that I had, any surprises. And then we're going to jump right into the game reviews and we're going to kind of see what's going on from there. So I am joined today by the one co-host, CJ. Let me I just have him muted so we can, all right. Hey, CJ, what's going on?
How we doing, guys?
How was, your week in fantasy this week? How'd you do in your leagues?
Well, in the two leagues that matter for me, I went 0-2. So that's fantastic. That's actually lost to somebody who was in last place and he had one guy actually not even playing. So that's how my week went.
Oh, geez. Yeah, it's kind of rough.
Fantastic.
That stinks a little bit. Not going to lie.
It was a real bummer because I could have locked up a playoff spot. Now I'm not guaranteed.
Oh. Yeah, it's rough. I didn't have that. I went 5-1 on the week. So I had a good week.
Yeah, that's great.
I snuck a win out in the one league that we're in that you and I are at the bottom. I snuck it out because of the windy game on Monday night.
I almost won because Kyler Murray came back and was like my whole team, but I lost.
And safe to say, in the other league I'm in with you, based on the messages, I'm el numero uno. I have the top spot.
Yes, you are. You are guaranteed a bye.
Look at that. As long as I don't put up a dud, I got highest point total too. Let's go. But anyway, we're going to jump right into it. I know you weren't on for the preview episode I did last week, but just as the last one, I had kind of said that some people that I would start and play and, you know, and possible sleepers, Devontae Freeman, Alexander Mattison, Tua, and Hunter Renfro were some of the good calls that I had. I did poo-poo on Deontay Johnson, and I did because I just thought the game flow was going to be like, eh. I didn't think he was going to be able to do much. And I did poo-poo on Tom Brady, thinking that they were just going to run the ball again. Yeah, I was wrong. Anyway, that happened. And then I was surprised by Minshew playing well. Minshew surprised me. How about you?
Oh, my God. I don't think anybody thought Minshew was going to do that.
I mean, it was the Jets, though, too. So.
Yeah, I mean, the Jets suck. But, I mean, Minshew. I mean, it just shows you got to have a good backup quarterback in this league.
You do. And I was lucky enough to pick up Minshew a couple weeks ago in my Dynasty League. That is the one league that I'm only not making the playoffs, I think, in two leagues. I might not make it in three, but I picked him up, started him, still lost because I played Cooper Kupp, Justin Jefferson, Keenan Allen. Oh, and Tom Brady.
Oof.
Oh, and Josh. Oh, yeah. It was pretty rough. But I was also surprised by Miles Sanders as well, having a 20-point game in most PPR leagues.
Yeah, I mean, he's doing what he should be doing, but they didn't let him do, know what I mean.
I was so high on him all year, too. Even the guy, my one buddy, I have him in two leagues, and this is what he should have been able to do this all year, but now he's hurt, so you got to see how the ankle holds up. He took a weird hit on a helmet, but we'll see. And then I also have two Falcons, Mike Davis and Russell Gage.
They both had good games.
I know. I was very, very surprised. Very surprised. Especially more so by Mike Davis. I was like, whoa.
I actually didn't even play Mike Davis in one of my leagues, and that's like the bad league.
Like, what are you going to do, though? Like, you've been burned by Mike Davis. I mean, dude, in the league that we had Miles Sanders that we might make the playoffs in, my biggest money league, we had our starting two running backs were Mike Davis and Miles Sanders. We went zero RBs.
Yeah. Tough spot.
Did anybody else surprise you? Were there any other performances that surprised you? Or
I mean, surprise? I don't think I was very surprised by any. Yeah. But my Mike Davis, really, I mean, that really hit me hard.
Yeah, I'm sure it hit a lot of people hard, too, because you're not starting him unless you really have to. So with that, with Mike Davis and Russell Gage, we'll jump right into the Bucks-Falcons. Really not too much to review on other than the fact of Tom Brady had a day. Chris Godwin had a day. Mike Evans had a day. Leonard Fournette had a day. And Gronk had a day. Oh, did I just name their entire starting offensive skill players?
Everybody but Gio Bernard.
Dude, that was crazy. I did not expect that to happen. And it was a closer game, too, going in. Like, it was weird. He threw the ball so many times, and it was still a close game. You tell me Brady throws the ball many times, I would have thought he would have put up at least, like, 50.
Yeah, 51 times. That's a lot for Brady.
I know. It's crazy. He was at, like, 20 attempts in the first quarter.
It was nuts, especially because the last game, they just ran the ball.
That's why I thought, oh, it's the Falcons. They're not, your defense is coming back. You're going to get pressure as a bad O-line. Why are you going to, like, have Brady throw it 51 times? Just, like, save him for the playoffs. Nope.
I think they'd want to save Gronk, too.
Yeah, he has, you know, two touchdowns that he has to work for. The usual Bucks, you're going to obviously, like, start them going forward because there's still no Antonio Brown. And then Russell Gage and Mike Davis, we talked about them before. You know, they were the two, you know, bright spots for the Falcons. I mean, Patterson had a good game, but they were probably, like, you expect that from Patterson now, like, what he's going to give you, the over, you know, the 12, like, that 10-point floor, the 12-point floor. Kyle Pitts had a little bit of a better game, but they're just taking him away, and they're making Russell Gage beat him. Hopefully this Russell Gage outbreak helps Kyle Pitts, but we'll see.
It could be real, Russell Gage. I mean, he's shifty.
Yeah. No, he is. He is. And they liked him for a while. Sometimes it just has to be a matter of your opportunity. You got to step up.
Yeah. And I want to know if you start him going forward.
I mean, you have to. There's no Ridley. You kind of have to. They're going to be playing from behind.
Yeah. I mean, I tried actually picking him up, but Yahoo, the waivers are today, and I missed out on him. I didn't think anybody was going to pick him up.
Yeah, it's inconsistent, but, you know, some people, depending on the league you play in, just they always get the highest scoring player. Whoever pops off that week, they usually go and grab. So,
man, the guy who grabbed him, he was somebody that's out of it, too. I was kind of pissed. I wanted to say something.
That's always the worst, but I think I avoided that. And I took a zero in the one league that we're in is it for a kicker, because I'm like, I'm not going to pick up a kicker, waste $5. If I'm already out of the playoffs, I'll just take a zero, and I still won, thankfully.
That's who picked him up. It was our old coworker, Jake.
Of course. Good old Jakey boy.
He's out of it, too.
He doesn't know any better. I forgot who he likes. I don't even know. The Dolphins. Isn't he a Dolphins fan? There's a problem. Therein lies a problem. But with that being said, we're going to go to your team next. We're going to go to the Cardinals and the Bears.
Kyler Murray, baby. He's back.
I'm like, dude, how do you do that? Like, he only threw the ball like 15 times.
Yeah, he's had a lot of games like that too. A lot of his really good games have been on like only like 20 attempts, and he's just getting his touchdown ratio is just great.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, that's like, to me, that's just absolutely, you know, it's just crazy to me.
And James Conner, he's real. Especially in this offense, man, where it opens up so many holes for him.
Oh, for sure. And he was a good back when he was in Pittsburgh. A lot of people forget about that. Like, yeah, he got injured after Bell left and he had to be the bell cow. But, you know, you start to take better care of yourself and things start falling into place. David Montgomery had a game, too. He had a game. Good to see that happening. But I think a lot of that had to do with the bad weather. I really think a lot of that had to do with, you know, just not really being able to maybe throw the ball. I think there was one time Kyler went to go throw, and it was a bad throw.
Bad snap.
Bad snap. That's right. Well, I mean, it was probably a six-foot snap.
Mm-hmm. Under center, but...
Yeah. But there really wasn't too much on the Bears side, except, like I said, for Montgomery. It was Hopkins and Connor. You know, Connor did Connor things. Hopkins had the one touchdown, and then Murray got the other two. So it was very, you know, quiet and game.
That one-handed catch was.
Yeah, I know. Great. I would have given him. I would have given that catch of the week if it wasn't for Jonnu Smith's catch on Monday. That thing. Oof. But yeah, it's definitely, you know, it's good to see Montgomery where he is, but I definitely think a lot of that of Murray and everything like that as well, being more efficient passing and throwing less, was just a product of the bad game, bad weather.
Yeah, I think they want to do that too.
Oh no, for sure. I mean, he's probably your, you know, him and Fields together should be able to do some things for years to come. And Fields is playing next week.
Oh yeah, he was named the starter today.
Yep. Let's see, Chargers.
I don't even know why. You know, he's just gonna get killed out there.
Matt Nagy's trying to save his job.
Yeah, I know. I mean, he's the better athlete. They're probably telling him start Fields, but you know, I just honestly just put Dalton out there at this point.
I hear you. Chargers Bengals. Herbert started off hot.
Yeah.
And then fell off. And Allen was a product of Mike Williams' hard work.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting stat line, though. He got those two touchdowns early, and there was a stat on the broadcast saying that he has no game with three touchdown catches. And it was like in the halfway through the second quarter, I think he had two touchdown catches. And I'm like, oh, he'll get a third. Never got it.
It's a weird line for Keenan Allen, especially, too.
Yeah.
Because he's usually more of like, he gets like 8 receptions, 100 yards. I mean, this all his work was touchdowns.
Yeah. So you'll take it, but it's good to see Mike Williams do something again. But again, he's just too boom or bust. Like, he just showed you how many weeks had it been since he had a game like this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's been a while.
So.
He's a big play guy. He always was.
Yeah, no, for sure. And he's a free agent at the end of the year. He'll go somewhere else, I think. Because they like Guyton. Guyton had a really good game as well. And if Allen doesn't play with COVID, you know, expect Guyton to be a hot pickup next week. Higgins and Boyd did well. Higgins and Boyd had decent games for the Bengals.
Yeah, and I mean, Ja'Marr Chase was like this close to having a phenomenal game.
Yeah, but the stripes weren't on the football.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it literally everything. The reason why he fell in drafts was that reason in preseason and practice.
He couldn't catch.
And then it became an interception that affected Burrow. And then even Joe Mixon didn't have the greatest of games. It wasn't for a touchdown.
Oh, they had all the momentum before that.
The fumble. Before the
fumble that he had.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm convinced they would have won the game.
They probably would have. I mean, and then you had Burrow's pinky that looks like the size of his thumb. So.
Yeah, he's playing this week, though.
Yeah, I know. They probably chopped it off.
I'm starting him, too.
Who are they playing again next week?
They are playing the San Francisco 49ers.
That should be interesting.
I mean, it's either him or Cam again. That's all I have, so.
You better go with Burrow. Considering Joe Brady got fired already. And then, what else did I have? And then, yeah, the Chase drop really hurt Chase's and Burrow's games. You know, it really, really did.
Two different games. Two totally different games they could have had. I would have won my fantasy league.
I was going to say, yeah, that lost some people some leagues and a chance for the playoffs.
Literally lost me my league.
And then let's go real quick. We'll go next to the amazing Vikings-Lions game. I mean, who didn't see the Vikings winning? I mean, the Lions winning this game. Dude, this was the Vikings. Great. Talk about trying to give a game away. Fire Zimmer.
Even Detroit trying to give the game away.
It was ugly. It's like, I don't want it. You take it. I don't want it. You take it. Like, what's going on here? Jefferson went.
Happy.
Yeah. Oh, no, for sure. Justin Jefferson had a game. And I mean, he would have had a game regardless, but I think a lot of that had to do with Thielen going down with the high ankle sprain.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's killing me, but.
And he's not playing. He's not playing Thursday, so I expect a bigger game from Osborne. Obviously, a big game from Jefferson.
Yeah, curious to see how Osborne does going forward if Thielen misses time, more time.
Yeah, no, for sure, it'll definitely be something to help out the Vikings to know that they have three receivers, like a third one they can trust. Because Jefferson, forget about it, dude. give him the bag. Just back it up right now. Just give him a blank check.
Yeah, the Brinks truck.
Yeah. And Cousins had a good game. Like, Cousins, like, I mean, the fact that they lost, I mean, it wasn't his fault.
Oh, no, not at all. Cousins always has a good stat line, too. People sleep on him so much in fantasy.
Well, he's just a run-of-the-mill guy. He's just going to, you know, he'll have a dud here and there, but he's going to be consistent. He'll be a consistent, you know, ninth overall quarterback in fantasy, like a top 10 quarterback every year. Like,
don't want that, though. People don't draft for that.
No, and you kind of have to, because if you can get consistency from it, because look at Patrick Mahomes.
Not consistent whatsoever. People were taking him in the first and second round.
I know, it's nuts. Speaking of consistent, Hockenson had a better game.
He's had a couple good games in a row now.
Touchdown helps. You know, it's good to see him going. Goff looks well, his first win without Sean McVay.
Yeah, you know, he was happy about that. So was his girlfriend. Did you see that video?
I did see that video. We're just going to leave that right there. If you want to Google it, she is a SI swimsuit model. Go take a look. Google Jared Goff's girlfriend reacts to win. Or fiance. I think it's girlfriend, though. And then, you know, Goff did play well. And St. Brown had a good game as well. Obviously, the game-winning catch. But was it like 12 targets and 8 catches? Or like 15 targets and 10 catches? Like, the guy just was like, yes, I'll take that. Thank you very much.
At one point, I was trying to chase the Lions' best receiver, pick him up in fantasy, and then I just gave up. It's somebody different every game. It's not even, yeah, Hockenson's not even consistent.
Yeah, no, I know. I had talked about Josh Reynolds because he has the chemistry with Goff, and he didn't have the worst game. He went 4 for 69. So it gets you like 11 points, 10.9 points. You know, so we'll see. We'll see what's going on with that one. But yeah, I mean, I'm not picking up Goff. I'm not picking up St. Brown. I'm not picking up Reynolds unless you have somebody on a bye this week and you need to play them, but you shouldn't.
If you do need to play any of them, you're probably out of it.
Maybe just Hockenson because he's a tight end and it's such a bad year for tight ends. And then we'll go into my team, which didn't really show up at all. Giants Dolphins. That was ugly.
Yeah. Oh my God. Giants are bad, man.
Tua and Waddle though had their way. Gesicki had a decent game. You know, again, the tight end position hasn't been what it's supposed to be this season. So that's, you know, not the greatest thing. But again, you're gonna start Gesicki if you have to.
And Waddle is great.
Yeah. I mean, especially when you have, you know, like check down Tua.
Exactly. Glass boy.
You know, and he's going to have to get the ball out of his hand quick, and there's only one person that you can get the ball to that quick, and you're just going to give it to Waddle. But yeah, dude, you're starting, you know, you could probably, I mean, I don't know how I feel about starting Tua on a weekly basis still.
Yeah, that just doesn't, he doesn't throw enough touchdowns usually.
No, it's just a matter of taking it to the house or like Waddle taking it to the house or something like that. It's just weird. But you're definitely going to start Waddle every week. He's just going to get you the targets that you need.
Yeah, I wish he wasn't on a bye.
Yeah, that's true as well. And then really for the Giants, I'm excited to see Jake Fromm. But yeah, the only person I'm really was happy to kind of see was Barkley. Had an okay PPR game, even though at one point he had 3 catches for minus like 8 yards. But he had...
They can't block.
He had 11 carries for 55 yards, though. He got that yards per carry average up. He looked like he was hitting the hole better when he was running. He looked like he wasn't bouncing. He actually looked like he was running, running.
Yeah, north south.
Yes, thank you. I couldn't think of the phrase. It was on the tip of my tongue. I was drawing a blank. But that was really it for the Giants. Nothing really too crazy to talk about there either. Eagles Jets. I know we touched on Minshew a little bit, and Sanders, but Goddard had a phenomenal game, very early game, and then he kind of in all like the first half, and then he had one catch for I think like 8 yards, and then he finished with like with six catches, 106 yards, and 2 TDs. I mean, obviously by standards, it's a great game, especially depending on how bonuses work in your leagues, but. I mean, they already, yeah, more to good games. Zach Wilson stepped up, but he only had a good first half. He forgets that you played two halves in football.
It's a step in the right direction, though.
It is. The Eagles did play a little bit more time of possession in the second half.
Man, they really could do whatever they wanted.
Oh yeah, and Corey Davis is obviously being out now. It's just going to help Elijah Moore. I can confidently start Elijah Moore every week.
See, I have to disagree because I just think the Jets can be that bad to where he could just have no catches.
I don't know. I think it's the only, like, him and Zach Wilson were working together a lot in the preseason and like training camp and OTAs. And I just think now he's found a target. He's quick. He's like a Jalen Waddle. Like, you know, he's going to, you know,
he's an explosive player.
He needs somebody to dump the ball off to because the line can't protect. You're going to get it to Moore and he gets you maybe 12 targets and 8 catches, you know, maybe 50 yards. I'll take it. Jets defense is terrible. You could start anybody against the Jets defense. Anybody.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
And whoever they're playing, you play their defense.
Yes. I think my one buddy and I have a claim in for the Saints. But it's, you know, I don't know. I think that organization right now is in shambles, just like the Jets organization, or the Giants organization, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I just think that they're both in shambles, and I don't know. I'm not saying Rob Saleh can't coach, but you're a defensive coordinator, and the one thing that's not working is your defense.
Yeah, a huge problem is, too, he's got no veteran coaching.
No.
It's him, a bunch of young guys.
And more power to him, but Mike LaFleur, man, he gave Zach Wilson a reality check when Mike White and Joe Flacco and Josh Johnson came in and succeeded in the offense.
Yeah, they ran the offense where Zach Wilson couldn't.
Yeah, he was just out there playing street ball, like NFL street, dude. That was, you know, back in 02, 05.
Mm-hmm. Great game, though.
Yeah, it was. Very underrated game. I enjoyed it. You know, you're Jerome Bettis running down there, and you just start breaking people's arms and stuff.
Yeah, just start cracking skulls.
Like, what was that other game with Lawrence Taylor?
Oh, where he was on the cover? NFL, but not NFL Blitz.
It was NFL Blitz.
No, it's not called that. Blitz the league.
Oh,
the NFL,
yeah.
NFL would never put their name on that.
That's true.
Yeah. You just take steroids on the field, you'd be all healed up.
Yep, that was the greatest game. Very underrated game. Very underrated game, guys.
Break somebody's back in the game, they'd be out 1 week, but you'd be out for like a whole year with like a broken pinky.
Yeah.
It'd be so weird.
Oh, geez. Speaking of broken, and just we're going to Washington Raiders. And by broken, I mean Joe Theismann, Alex Smith, and the Raiders.
Yeah, the Raiders organization.
Year.
Feel bad for him.
You do. Love to see Antonio Gibson do what he was being drafted to do, though.
Oh, yeah. It's good to see that because the guy was a receiver in college.
Mm-hmm. Even came out for the Redskins, I believe, as a receiver, no?
Yeah, he did. He got drafted as a receiver.
I
don't really know what they were doing with not giving him passes.
That's absolutely crazy.
And I know everybody wants to use two running backs. They always want to have a third down running back, but you know, sometimes it's right in front of you. You just got to do it.
No, for sure. And I mean, I think in one league, I traded him to your dad for Keenan Allen, and your dad's winning that one because, well, he's in first place in that league.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We both suck in that one. My dad's doing good.
Yeah. No, we definitely are. And as I just looked, I have a big 18 parlay and the Knicks are not doing well. Anyway, I knew I should have gone against that. Renfro and Jacobs, and I mean sometimes Carr, but Renfro and Jacobs are probably some of the only ones I can trust. Especially Jacobs now seeming to that he's doing what he's supposed to be doing. The Drake injury helps him. You don't want to see that, but and Renfro is just the only guy Carr likes.
Oh yeah, and I mean you're going to be starting Darren Waller when he comes back. He might come back this week.
Oh, for sure. But you're still, again, just Renfro. Just all of it. All 100 Renfro.
The guy's a Julian Edelman.
He is. Wes Welker, you know?
Yeah, just name more white receivers.
Danny Amendola. Wayne Corbett.
Yeah, fuck it.
Brandon Stokely. Ricky Prohl.
You really grabbed that one.
Oh, man. I feel bad.
He had a good year with Peyton Manning.
He did. Remember when he caught one off the helmet?
Yeah.
I'm still mad that I took the Knicks. I should have gone with the Pacers. Poor Logan Thomas. Couldn't think of it. It's right in front of me. Couldn't even think of his last name. Logan Thomas. Not an ACL tear, but it was bad. So he's pretty much done.
He's done, just like Jordan Reed for them.
And you want to look for Ricky Seals-Jones or John Bates. If RSJ doesn't play, I like Bates as their other tight end.
And they're gonna hop right into top 10 tight end roles, really.
Oh, for sure. And Heinicke likes him because Heinicke doesn't have a strong arm. So, you know, you got to do what you got to do. But we'll see. You know, we'll see how it goes for sure. What else? Was there anything else from that Redskins-Raiders game that stuck out to you?
Not really. We covered all of it.
Alrighty, next, Rams-Jaguars, or just Rams versus some Alabama team.
Urban Meyer's horniness.
Yeah. So I have Jags just suck. It was terrible. Like, I had James Robinson as another dud. Like,
I give him the ball.
I know, but like, dude, I don't know. Hyde got the touchdown. It's just a disaster. Yeah.
James Robinson's their best player, though.
I know. Till ETN starts next. Till ETN comes about next year.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Bad again.
Yeah, it's gonna take time. I mean, that whole organization's in shambles. It's like a David Carr situation, Matt. Like, you're just going to a terrible team. It's gonna ruin your career, and you feel bad because he has all the talent in the world. I really like Trevor Lawrence. Like, he was gonna be the number one pick as a freshman when he started for Clemson. Like, everybody knew it.
Oh yeah, but he'll be good. I mean, Peyton Manning's rookie season wasn't too hot.
That's true, but it's just like the Browns. It's just a bad run organization. Like, it's like, you know what I mean? Like the Jets and, like, at this point, the Giants.
Those teams, Urban Meyer might not even be there next year. He might have screwed up that much already.
Yeah. Sony Michel had a great game. Henderson was active, but he didn't play.
Yeah, that looked like a smoke screen.
Yeah, it definitely, you know, Michel had a banger of a game. Banger of a game next to Cooper Kupp. I thought Cooper Kupp wasn't going to do anything, and then all of a sudden they're like, "Oh yeah, here you are, found you."
Oh yeah, they're like, "Yeah, he still wants to break Calvin Johnson's record."
Yep, and he probably can because it's a 17 game season. It was good to see all three Rams receivers catch a touchdown pass, though.
Yeah, I mean, Odell only had 28 yards, so there's going to be aggression with Odell back on.
For sure. I mean, Jefferson outplayed him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Van Jefferson is better.
OBJ's just going to end up being like that, you know, Hunter Renfrow type player, basically now. A good route runner who has good hands and can get open. And occasionally has the speed to go deep. You genuinely what?
Think he's a third option on that team.
He is, but whatever. He's in LA. That's what he wanted.
Yeah.
Was there anything else from this game? Or really nothing too much. Stafford had it looked rough, but he kind of got himself back together again.
Yeah, Laquon Treadwell.
Yeah, Laquon Treadwell. Putting LaVisca Chenault in the backfield. Okay, Deebo Samuel and Cordero Patterson. Whatever.
Gave him three attempts, 1 yard.
Yeah, whatever. We're not going to talk about that disgrace of a game anymore. We're going to go to another one, which I actually liked the play call. Loved the play call. We're going to go with the Ravens Steelers.
Oh, horrible. He's a man.
I love it. The guy was like, "My balls are bigger than yours. I'm going for it."
Yeah. I mean, he also had no trust in his defense without, like, any corners, too.
But still, to just, like, the last play of the game, you're 2 yards out. Great play call. Wide open. Bad route.
Wow.
But I think, you know, Devontae Freeman. In Freeman, we trust. He might be the only player we can trust on a regular basis.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even Lamar doesn't even, he's not even getting the rushing output like last game.
No. And I just feel like Freeman's, he's getting the dump offs because the teams are blitzing so much now, and he's getting the rushing yards. I mean, I don't even trust Rashad Bateman.
Oh, no.
And Mark Andrews is just hit or miss, because if you think about it, Mark Andrews only had a good game last week against the Browns because Lamar's just scrambling around getting him open. If it wasn't for those plays, Mark Andrews doesn't even have a good game.
I mean, the receivers take such a big hit on that team because Lamar has no pocket presence.
No.
He doesn't go through progressions. He waits for somebody to get open.
Yeah. And the only person that they seem to trust as a receiver is Marquise Brown.
Yeah,
he's getting all the targets.
Fast, and Lamar's running around the backfield. Obviously, Brown's going to get open eventually.
Yeah, so, Najee Harris, another good game. You're
used to that by now.
Yeah, you're just playing him. Just set it and forget it, and it's nothing else. It's nothing special. And the only wide receiver, I know people have gone back and forth with Claypool and Johnson. The only person I trust is Johnson. I've got burned too many times giving him a dud, not liking the matchup. And he just comes and he just eats the matchup up.
Yeah, I mean, Ben seems to only know how to throw the ball again when he's throwing it to him.
And he could have had a bigger game if he caught that one touchdown that he dropped.
Yeah, I saw that.
He gets his second drop of the season.
Your man Firemouth didn't have too hot of a game in a game where it looked like he could have.
Yeah, it's all right. He'll get his. All I need is a couple catches and a couple yards. My team in that one league is loaded. I just need a little bit of production from the out.
A couple catches, couple yards, 4 points. That's it. Call it a day.
Hey, man, you know, when you have Derrick Henry and JT on the same team. You
know, he's not coming back.
Maybe. You never know.
He ain't coming back. Week 18 at most.
You never know. Never know. With that being said, and injuries in the backfield, let's go to the 49ers in Seattle.
Oh, yeah.
Travis Homer, hello? What?
A fake punt, baby.
Talk about skewed numbers being the top back because of a friggin' 76-yard touchdown or 73-yard touchdown run.
Pete Carroll's got some balls. That was in the first half.
I know.
Why even do that?
Why not? Because you never go for it. You're trying to win, and you won. However, I think the 49ers gave that game to them. The safety, the muff punt.
I'll tell you what, this game screwed me the most in fantasy because I was playing a guy with George Kittle.
Ooh. Yeah, that's a tough one.
It was tough to come back from that one.
Yeah, now I just think you've really just playing Elijah Moore with no Debo. You play Elijah Moore and Kittle. When Debo comes back,
Ayuk.
Debo, sorry.
Oh.
But yeah. I mean, I just think you're playing really Mitchell, Debo, and Kittle, no?
Well, I mean, Ayuk's been pretty consistent lately.
With no Debo, you expect to have a good game. You only got, like, what, 8 points, 9 points?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm a little favoring him a little more because I don't like receivers that try to play running back too, like Debo, Cordell Patterson. I just don't like that. It's just a weird thing. Like, you can't trust them. So I like Ayuk better, but Debo's obviously better. I'm just being a jerk.
Hey, I hear you, though. I get it. I understand.
Like, it's just like they all have so many huge plays that it's just like, when is it going to stop? And it has to stop.
Yeah. But we'll see. You know, we'll see. But, you know, it just kind of goes to show you that if the only pass catcher I trust if Debo's not in is Kittle. And Elijah Mitchell might not even be playing this week. So Jermichael Hasty might be a big pickup because apparently Elijah Mitchell cleared concussion protocol during the game. And then yesterday was back in concussion protocol because the side effects.
Which means somebody did something somewhere.
Yeah, well, no, they do say that happens. Like, as time progresses, the symptoms can come back. Because it's an independent neurologist they have. Do you think Russ is back?
Russ is fully healthy now. He's good.
Okay.
He's back.
Now, do you trust DK or Tyler Lockett more rest of the season?
I definitely trust Tyler Lockett more.
Okay. I'm with you there.
I think we're going bad. Russ looks for Tyler Lockett. I don't think he's looking for DK.
I feel the same way. It was good to see DK get those targets, though, and the catches. But I and it hurts me to say that because I do own DK in a dynasty. I may look to actually unload him in the offseason and load up in some other areas. But yeah, I don't know. I just, you know, I think DK is a better receiver, but Russ just has that rapport with Lockett. And then when Russ leaves, I don't know if Lockett will still be the same player, where I think DK, you saw it with Geno Smith, DK will still be the same player.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of went down, you know, Doug Baldwin used to be Russ's guy. Like, he's running out of the pocket, and he's like, I'm going to find Baldwin. That's what I'm going to do. And now it's Tyler Lockett. And then eventually it's going to be, you know, it's going to be Kadarius Toney next year.
Yeah, hopefully. I'd love that. I'm still just so upset about this parlay because I just looked at it again. And if I didn't have the Knicks, I'd be doing really well right now. What's that?
I'm not doing too hot.
Mine right now is just the Knicks. They're down by 19. And my gut told me not to do it, but I wanted the bigger payout. So,
yeah, I'm all screwed up, and I forgot which ones I'm getting money back on, so I'm a little worried.
Gotcha. But with that being said, we'll jump into the Broncos Chiefs. Are you worried about Kansas City's offense?
I'm not worried because I think they could turn it on at any time, but they have not looked very good.
Hill had like nothing. Kelsey had nothing. I mean, they won the game, and that's all they care about. They don't care about fantasy points. Like, they're just playing.
I mean, we got to realize that too. These teams, as long as they win the game, they're okay.
They, you know, they don't care.
Doesn't matter. Chiefs could win 7-0. It doesn't matter. They won.
And then real quick. Nothing really too much to talk about, other than with Melvin Gordon being cleared to play or back in practice, you think Javonte still takes the lead from him, or you think back to 50-50?
I think it's always going to be 50-50 this year with them.
Yeah, I know Gordon's a free agent at the end of the season, so it's interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, Gordon has been showcasing himself to teams all year too, because he's playing well.
He is playing very well. He's always been a good back. He just held out and got, you know.
He pulled a Le'Veon Bell, recovered a little better than Lev.
A lot better than Lev, all things considered. But
it just shows, don't take a year off if you're a running back. Can't afford it.
Now, I think the only two people I can trust, even, you know, and this is really dependent on Gordon. Obviously, if Gordon's back, you're going to play the two running backs because you just don't know which one's going to get it. But Jerry Jeudy is probably the only receiver I like.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was always going to be like that.
I like how they extend Sutton and Patrick, and nothing comes of it. And Judy's just like, oh, here's 10 targets and 7 catches.
Yeah, they're basically saying, Rodgers, we need you.
Yeah, basically. Or Russ, but at least if you get Rodgers, he's used to the cold weather. Or colder weather.
Yeah, he's used to the cold weather and throwing to no-name receivers, so this is... That's a Pro Bowl caliber receivers to him.
All right. There's not a slight on Devontae Adams by any stretch. Or Jordy Nelson.
Oh, yeah, of course. Or Randall Cobb. I mean, you get the Randall Cobb in there. He had a great career.
Randall Cobb, yeah. Or Jared Cook against the Cowboys. And Patriots-Bills Monday night game. I mean.
Or Robert Tonyan last year.
Poor guy, tore his ACL. I don't even want to really touch on the Patriots and Bills because that game was just one for the ages, to say the least.
Bill Belichick's a mastermind, man.
Yeah, I mean, look, what are you going to do?
One team adapted to the weather and one team did not, and they tried to play their game plan out, and it just didn't work.
Yeah, and I just don't – I just think it shows you more of who your defense is. Like, you know they're running the ball and you can't stop it.
Oh, my God. They had 11 people in the box, and they were getting 5 yards.
CJ, they could have had 12 people in the box, and they still would have gotten 5 yards. It wasn't going to matter.
I mean, Bill just knows how to get in your head and piss you off, too. Mm-hmm. He didn't need to run the ball. I mean, geez. Could have threw the ball a couple more times.
I mean, you know, threw the ball 3 times. It's a couple. Gabriel Davis had a nice game just because of the touchdown, but obviously you're not playing Gabriel Davis for any reason. You're not picking up Gabriel Davis. Like, it's just a product of the route. He was open. Throwing the ball. He almost dropped it too, so.
Yeah, I mean, that was a hard ball to catch.
It was. It very much was.
Also, let it be known I had a parlay for Josh Allen over 34 rushing yards, which he hit, and I had Mac Jones over 5.5 rushing yards, which he did not hit.
Go figure.
Yeah, you because of a spot.
Oh god.
On the QB sneak, they originally gave him 2 yards, and they took it back a yard. That's still got the first down either way, so it didn't matter. But they did respot the ball, and I was pretty pissed.
That's the worst. That's no bueno.
I was hoping he was going to do a kneel down. Oh, he did. Oh, I'm just looking at the stats now. Okay, so I wouldn't have hit that either way. Okay, good for me.
Geez, you got to do what you got to do, right? What was I going to say? But yeah, and then Damian Harris, poor Damian Harris, you know, has a good game. Yeah. Hurts his hammy and then comes back in, hurts it again. So real quick to touch on some waiver wire ads. We touched on some people to look at, but it's not the best week of waiver wires, especially coming to the end of the year. But Ramondre Stevenson, depending on how bad the hammy is. Yeah, Ramondre Stevenson and probably Brandon Bolden.
Yeah, Brandon Bolden's going to be a third down back, but you only give him a few carries here and there.
Oh, for sure. For show. And then real quick, we'll just touch on preview for Thursday night football. Vikings Steelers. What are your thoughts on that?
I think the Vikings are pissed off after last week, and they're going to come out firing.
You think so?
I do think so. I don't think the Steelers' defense is that good. They're very shaky this whole season. I think people overlook how good Kirk Cousins really is and how bad the Steelers' defense actually is.
And Joe Hayden's not playing, so start up Jordan Jefferson.
Oh, yeah.
Justin Jefferson. Oh, my God. I am delirious right now, Jordan Jefferson. Christ, help me. I'm delusional right now. Cook might play, but I doubt it. They're just take the week off. Just a short week.
Yeah, they have to, but the only reason they are fighting for a playoff spot, so maybe they need him. But Madison's good enough. I mean, you're not going to lose a game with Madison.
No, exactly. Well, they lost to the Lions. Just saying. But yeah, I mean, you're gonna load up Jefferson because Hayden's out. He's gonna have a freak of a game. If you want,
Conklin, start him.
Yeah, you. I could see that. You know, the Steelers tend to give up, you know, some stuff to some tit ends.
And no Thielen. I mean, I think Conklin and Osborne. If you want to, I don't really have a problem if you start both of those guys.
Yeah, no, I mean, because you can't. I mean, you could force feed Jefferson, but are you really going to force feed Jefferson?
I mean, Tomlin's just too smart to let one guy beat him all game.
Oh, I know. The Steelers do play the tight end middle of the pack. They give up, you know, middle of the pack yards to fantasy points to tight ends. So, but again, with no feeling, you can kind of look to see something. But we'll see. And then you're starting Najee, and you're starting Deontay Johnson. That's it.
Yeah, nobody else from the Steelers. Maybe Ben Flex, but I mean, if you got down that bad, then you're just bad.
I'm starting Freiermuth in one league because I have to.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do. You like him.
Two leagues. But yeah, well, I mean, I have him and Noah Fant. What am I going to do? Like, pick up Bates from Washington? Like, I feel like I have a higher floor with Freiermuth.
Yeah, at least Ben looks for him in the red zone.
Yeah, because the Vikings could just take away Deontay Johnson. And say, okay, somebody else beat me, and he looks for, you know, Freiermuth.
Yeah, gotta do what you gotta do, Star.
No, you do. You do. But with that being said, that's gonna wrap up this episode. I'm probably gonna be back on Friday to do a preview. If you want to join me, if you're available, feel free. We'll be in touch. And then also, I know we gotta dabble a little bit with a betting episode here and there and try to do a couple things. Get some picks in. If you guys aren't familiar, you can follow us on social medias here. sports_euphoria for this. And then we also have SE_betters or SE betters or sports euphoria betters. BETTORS.
And a TikTok.
And a TikTok. Everywhere. We are everywhere. We are fully voted.
Might even join Tumblr. We'll bring that back.
There you go. You know what? I'll make a MySpace page.
Yeah.
That was before your time.
A little before my time.
We could put it on Vine and Musical.ly. All right.
Yeah.
The original TikToks. But
people don't know.
It's very true. But everybody, with that being said, CJ, I appreciate you coming out again. Thank you so much. Hopefully we'll do this again and we'll get, you know, some betting episodes down as well. And guys, have a good one. And tune in Friday. Hopefully follow on Twitter to see when we're going to be going live. And we'll help you win your weeks on Friday. Hey guys, thanks again for listening to this last episode of the Week 13 Review and Thursday Night Football Preview. My apologies for the lack of enthusiasm or lack of quality content. It was a half-assed product, and I'm sorry that we did that. We were just tired. We wanted to get something out to you guys, review the games, and give you our thoughts. So I do just want to apologize, but making it this far means a lot. So I just wanted to say thank you again. I appreciate it, and look forward to seeing you guys next episode at the Sports Euphoria podcast. Later.